Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode.
If you're here, I think you're probably here because you have a greater ambition to then just cope with life. Does that make sense? Who here wants more than to just cope with life? And how do I now build capacity for a larger life? If I want my nervous system to be larger, if I want my life to be larger, I need more capacity, because what we really want is consistent, sustainable growth. Does that make sense? We want consistent, sustainable growth. And I'll give you a basic example, okay? So I get body work done by a physician once a week. And I started this practice in 2020 when I couldn't walk for 6 months, and it took so long to get on the calendar for the individual. And usually for body work with physicians, they see you for a short period of time, and then when the issues go away, you stop seeing them. Except what I realized was I didn't want to wait a month or two to get on somebody's calendar. I wanted consistent support. And because I'm always putting myself under additional pressure, I didn't feel like it was enough to just resolve the pain that I was in. I wanted to help relieve pressure regularly. Does that make sense? Right? So literally this week, I got a chiropractic adjustment from an evidence-based chiropractor, and we've been working on readjusting some things. And the tension went from my feet previously to my hips. Now it's going up my spine. Yesterday, wouldn't you know, the day before, I got my thoracic spine adjusted, which is mid-back. And it felt amazing. Then yesterday, it went out because the fascia was trying to keep the spine in place in the dysfunctional pattern. So then yesterday, I had a physician manipulate my fascia to help it go back and to help support the new structure. I didn't have to get the physician on the phone. I have a weekly meeting with both of them. I have a weekly adjustment, and I have a weekly physician doing body work on me, because I know I'm going to be putting myself in tension from now on. So I need consistent, regular support to recognize that when I push harder with my body, I need to adjust it. And so the idea is to make sure that you have an insurance plan and you're thinking ahead, because here's a mistake that people make. Lots of people make this mistake. Who here has ever, play with me for a second, who here has ever hit a version of a rock bottom or a plateau? Anybody? Who here, once you got to enough pain, was like, I need to change this shit, and then you start to change it? Who's ever done that before? You hit enough pain, you hit a threshold, you're like, I have to change this. No more. Okay. Who here, once you started to change it, started taking new action? Who's ever done that before? You got to change it, got to do new action. Yes? Play along with me. Yes? Okay. Who here, once you started taking new action, eventually got a different result? Who's ever had that happen? You hit a plateau or a bottom, you wanted to make a change, you hit an emotional threshold, you took new action, you got a different result. Okay. Who here then, once you got that new result, assumed that that would just be how life is from now on, to find out later that that's not the case? Who here's ever made that mistake? Okay. So let's be smart about pattern recognition and recognize that it is a mistake to think once you've created momentum, once you've broken free, it's just going to keep doing that. That's called recency bias, right? What you want is you want to set yourself up with support, with community, with coaching, with practitioners that can be with you. And you want to think about, what were the things I had in place that got me successful? And then continue the things that kept you successful in place, not deluding yourself to say, well, I'm good now, because that doesn't happen. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you fade out. And then who's ever had this happen where, like, you maybe did this, you had the rock bottom, you changed your life, you took new action, you got support, you got a better result, you stopped doing the things that got you the result, and then you hit a different bottom. Who's ever had that happen before, right? And who's ever been, once that happened, go, wait a minute, what was I thinking? I wish I had that support, but it's harder to get that support when you're in those bottoms. Does that make sense? So when we talk about create your next level plan and support team, this assumes that you've created momentum and now we want to reinforce and maintain the situation, the support that has helped you get here to help you get to the next level, because we know that stuff's going to go awry. Does that make sense? Right? And we want to have support in place. And so intelligent people who value always growing have a support team in place from now on, and they do not delude themselves into thinking that once they're successful, they're going to stay that way. Does that make sense, y'all? Nobody told me that in the beginning, but does that make sense? Let's personalize it for you, okay? So the first step is all about meeting your nervous system. So what does this mean? Well, meeting your nervous system is two parts. The first part is to understand the nervous system, and then we want to understand your nervous system, because we all have a very similar physiology in terms of nervous system structures. However, the way that your nervous system interprets an event and the way that my nervous system interprets an event is very different. So we all have a vagus nerve, for example. We all have a sympathetic nervous system, for example. But the way that your sympathetic nervous system or mine interprets events is very different. Who follows? Does this make sense? Who here has ever seen somebody be triggered by something that doesn't trigger you? Has that ever happened? And vice versa. Who here has things that trigger you that don't trigger other people, right? So we have to understand how the nervous system works in step one. And so what that means is there's the emerging cutting edge science on this is polyvagal theory. And we've been teaching polyvagal theory. We introduced polyvagal theory to the coaching space. We've been teaching it longer than the Polyvagal Institute has been around. And Stephen Porges, as I shared with you in the first workshop, has endorsed our next book, which is really a beautiful thing. And so like polyvagal theory is the science of the autonomic nervous system to make it safe enough to change your life, to heal, to grow, to restore. The majority of people are using polyvagal theory for therapy, for healing, not for growth. And so we want to understand how the nervous system works, both to release the past and build a new future. And when we really look at your nervous system, not just the nervous system, but when we look at your nervous system has a certain capacity for these different emotional defenses, anger, grief, sadness, intimacy, closeness, et cetera, excitement, all those different things. And so what we want to build is meta-affective awareness and skills. So what that means is in polyvagal theory, we basically have a stoplight that's inverted. So we think about green at the top, yellow in the middle, and red at the bottom. And the red part of the nervous system is your dorsal vagal branch. And that's part of the parasympathetic nervous system. It's below the diaphragm. And this part of the vagus nerve is responsible for dissociation, checking out, immobilization, et cetera. We move up the nervous system to the sympathetic nervous system, which is primarily up and down your spine. That's fight or flight. That phrase was coined in the 1920s, I believe. Okay, but the sympathetics go up and down your spine, which is mobilization. Then we have the ventral vagal branch, or green, which is, you know, more of a regulated nervous system. We have health, growth, and restoration that becomes possible. We get our prefrontal cortex online. And what we have to recognize is we go from green to yellow to red based on how much challenge we experience. So we drop down states based on how hard things are. And the way to maintain green or yellow instead of red is to not do it by yourself. Polyvagal theory helps us understand that co-regulation is a biological imperative. So we have to understand how this nervous system works. And then we have to understand what makes you green, what makes you yellow, and what makes you go red. What makes you check out and go red, dissociate and check out and avoid? What makes you go yellow, which is fight or flight? What makes you feel green? What makes you feel safe, right? That also has a physical component to it. So there's emotions associated with each nervous system state, and there are physical sensations associated with each nervous system state. We want to understand that. And each nervous system state has a corresponding mindset, right? So in dorsal, the mindset is life is too dangerous, I can't go on, or something like that. The mindset of sympathetic is I'm overwhelmed, this is too much. The mindset of ventral is, what was I worried about the whole time? Life is great, right? And so it's important to understand that each state, red, yellow, and green, has a corresponding physiology, nervous system response, body response or somatic response, emotional response, and thinking response. That all of that manifests in different behavioral responses based on what's happening in your life. And so as you increase challenge and make life harder, we drop down in states based on the response to how hard things are. And so it's important to understand that when we talk about meeting your nervous system, we have to both understand how the nervous system works and then how your nervous system works, because we cannot change anything until we understand how it works. Does that make sense for you? And not how it works for somebody else, but how it works for you. Y'all with me so far? Is that making sense? Yes? Okay, perfect. So I'll give you an example, okay? So we look at Dan Siegel's work with the window of tolerance, right? Some things will make you go into a regulated state here. If you go too high, the hyperarousal, you get fight or flight, right? I'm unsafe. I feel threatened. So there's certain things that make you feel this way. And there's certain things that downregulate you into dissociation or hypoarousal, where I'm avoiding and now I'm too overwhelmed, I freeze. So we want to understand what keeps you in this zone. And then guess what? Then one of the things we're going to start to do is push you slightly outside the window and start to expand your window of tolerance so we can widen your window of tolerance. Widening your window helps you build more capacity. Does that make sense? So that you're not as, you don't have to be taken out by things that used to take you out. You can navigate the challenge of these states more. Does that make sense, y'all? Is that tracking? Y'all tracking me so far? Okay, beautiful. So that's step one. That's just step one. By the way, most people never do step one, but they do all these modalities first. Like, let me go do cold plunges and saunas and psychedelics and stuff like that. I've been doing a lot of research in the psychedelic space. There is no conversation about the nervous system in that space. There's no conversation about the nervous system in most spaces. So it's important to understand that we need to know how the nervous system works and then how your nervous system works first and foremost. The second step then, okay, exactly, Donna, high-level coping. The second step is safely navigate hard emotions and discover your window of tolerance. So now we have to understand what are the things that trigger you to create too much hyper or hypoarousal and to create a plan to challenge and expand your window of tolerance. So here's how the nervous system works. Here's how your nervous system works. Based on that, how can we start to challenge you? Because we're coaches. We're not therapists. We're not mental health people, right? We are not medical people. We help you grow. If you want more life, more money, more love, more joy, more of everything, we have to build more capacity, which means we have to challenge you. But here's the thing. We don't want to challenge you to a point where you collapse or burn out. Some of you push yourself so hard until you burn out. And you're like, Mastin, don't challenge me. Jenna, don't challenge me. How could you? Right? And it's like, wait a minute. We're not talking about overwhelming your system, but we are saying let's slowly build more capacity. Just like if you've never worked out, we're not going to put you in the gym to bench press 500 pounds. That would hurt you. Who follows? Does this make sense? Right? So we want to increase that challenge over time.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.